Paul, every time we come out here to Anaheim, I get the old Hollywood Black Book up, and I make a call, and I had the privilege to track down the person who sang the national anthem today, Lucy Lawless, better known as Xena, the Warrior Princess, and she's right behind you right now in the broadcast booth, and I'll tell you what, she has her eyes on you right now, Paul.
You know, that's definitely your type of girl, Ken, but I was just imagining if you ever consider maybe copying that Black Book and then putting it on sale in a bookstore, just think of the money you could get, the people who want to get their hands on that, but you always seem to get the biggest stars on the show.
Well, let's bring her right in now, Lucy Lawless. Welcome to the broadcast booth.
Thank you very much. Nice of you to have me.
Now, I understand you're a terrific Detroit Red Wings fan. How did that come about?
My boyfriend's from Detroit, and we spent Christmas there 2 years ago, and there I got introduced to ice hockey, and I've never seen ice hockey, and I just find it the most exciting, most viscerally appealing game I've ever come across. I'm from a big sporting country, you know, with rugby and league and all the rest, but nothing's ever gripped me like ice hockey.
Now, you're from New Zealand, correct?
Right on, yep.
Now, tell me about your television show and how that got started. It seems like it's a crowd favorite.
Yeah, well, it got started at the classic Hollywood story. Somebody else got sick, and I happened to be on the spot. And they said, well, get that Lucy Lawless girl. We think she can do it, and she's down there. So I was called back from a camping holiday and set on my way to... stardom, I guess.
Lucy, you're a nice little young lady. I mean, how do you play that role of being so tough all the time?
Well, I grew up with a lot of brothers, and I'm not nice all the time. And I find the show has a lot more appeal in the East as opposed to the West, so I love coming back there.
Why is that? Why do you think there has more appeal in the East?
Because I think people are a little tougher, they're more savvy. I hope nobody in L.A. hears me say this, but they are a bit more media savvy. When I go to New York or Detroit, I get a really good welcome, but people aren't hysterical about it, or, you know, they're pretty hip.
Well, Lucy, we're almost out of time right here, but I understand your friend Xena wants to say a few words to Paul Wood.
Quite right. Paul, this is Xena speaking, and if you don't lay off my friend Ken with them stupid trivia questions, I'm going to have to deal a severe backhand to you.
Whoa, look out, Paul. Better get her away from you. She's after you.
You know, I might want to go down that road. You never know. I'll say one thing. She must be tough. She doesn't put that many clothes on to come to a cold or hockey building like this.
Well, the Red Wings and the Mighty Ducks of Anaheim have made their appearance on the ice, a 3-3 tie after 40 minutes of play. When we come back...